On this day, 3rd May 1971, RUC men's homes attacked. 5 explosions rocked Belfast late last night and early today, wrecking the homes of 2 senior RUC officers, badly damaging a downtown furniture store and causing slight damage to 2 other houses. The only casualty was Inspector Samuel Kyle, who suffered slight facial injuries. His wife was treated for shock. 2 heavy charges of gelignite exploded almost simultaneously about 11:30 p.m. outside the homes of Superintendent Ross Laird and Inspector Kyle, about a mile apart in North Belfast. Both officers were attached to the special branch. Superintendent Laird, his wife, their daughter Mary, and Mrs. Cecil Patterson, widow of Inspector Cecil Patterson, who was shot by gunmen just over 2 months ago, were in the Laird residence when the explosion blasted in the front. 17-year-old Mary Laird had a narrow escape when she saw 2 men leave a package outside. Discrimination raised. The 15-month-old Commissioner for Complaints Department was described as useless at a trade union conference in Belfast. The attack came from Mr. Jack Hassard, Union of Post Office Workers, at the closing conference of the Northern Ireland Committee of the Irish Congress of Trade Unions. Mr. Hassard asked what the Commissioner, Mr. John Benn, had actually done about maladministration. He said that Mr. Benn was empowered to hand matters over to the Attorney General for prosecutions in court, but had not done so. Mr. Brendan Harkin, Northern Ireland Civil Service Association, said the department's legislation was completely inadequate. I have no doubt that until there is a law in Northern Ireland outlawing discrimination, and until there is machinery similar to that of the Race Relations Act, we will not be able to deal with the problem effectively. Paisley denounced. The Conference of European Churches in Nyborg, Denmark, yesterday denounced the militant Protestant movement in Northern Ireland and its leader, Reverend Ian Paisley. The conference urged the Stormont government to introduce a new social welfare legislation, giving everybody full civil rights. Meanwhile, an appeal to the people of Northern Ireland to uphold the ideals of freedom and shun all forms of bigotry and sectarianism is made by Mr. William Blees, the Northern Ireland officer of the Irish Congress of Trade Unions, ICTU, in his May Day message. Eamon Phoenix editors note, inexplicably, the vexed issue of discrimination in employment was not directly addressed in 1968's civil rights reforms. Despite trade unionists' concerns, the issue was not effectively dealt with until 1989's Fair Employment Act.